The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Morning, Rog. It's Brian. Hello, mate. How are you? Just had a fantastic meeting with Laszlo. He's such a proactive chap. As well as being, a concrete trafficker, he's also got a big finger in the tech pie. And he's going out next week to Azerbaijan to a tech fair. It's a sort of emporium for all sorts of new things in the world of technological advancement. And he's got a stall there, and he's developed a cyborg to help around the house. Could even bring up your kids. So a really handy thing to have. He's asked me if I could go out. I mean, I'm also going to get some other work done, but he's also looking for someone. It's a funny idea. He wants someone to help on the stall who is tech-minded. There's 600 quid in it for them. And, you know, he thought maybe they could dress up as a robot and pretend to be a robot. But yeah, so, you know, I'm racking my brains to think of someone who might be able to help. I wondered if you knew anyone who might be able to do it. You know, someone who's available and knows their stuff about tech and that kind of thing. If you can think of anyone, give me a bell. All right, mate, have a good day. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Oh, I'm a little tired because I'm not sleeping very well at the moment. The boiler has broken down in at Anne's place, and she seems to be oblivious of it, and she doesn't mind, you know, roaming the house in five layers, and the lack of heat doesn't seem to bother her. She's just stopped bathing as well, and she stinks, if I'm honest, and it's a bit embarrassing. I'd love to get the boiler fixed, because I find it's really hard, it's very, very cold. That's one thing. Tech, blimey, I don't really know anyone who knows much about tech. The only computer, you know, I had just been chucked out the window by Claire. So that's no longer in use. So yeah, tech. What sort of a? I mean, dressing up as a cyborg doesn't sound like it, you need to know that much about tech. But I suppose helping out on the stall, you would need to know a few details. Anyway, look, if I can help you at all, I will. Okay, mate. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I've had a very long night myself. I'm actually in the car now. I had a horrible row with Ophelia. She stayed last night, but the boys were in. The boys weren't racing, so they were all in. So we were just in our little room. But I was, you know, very keen to have sex, and I wanted to have anal sex, and she is always very against that, and she was very tense because her mother's not very well, blah blah blah. Anyway, I insisted on it, so you know, I'm obviously going to have to pay her a lot more, but I was really bang up for it. But then because she was so tense, it was very difficult to get in, and so I went flaccid, and oh, you know, anyway, then she said I still had to pay her, so I was like, you fucking kidding? It's bleeding obvious that. So yeah, so I've had a. Anyway, look, Roger, I was thinking you could come to Azerbaijan and dress up as the robot, and there's 600 quid in it for you. So yeah, what do you say? That'd fix a boiler. All right, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. I'm sorry to hear about your encounter last night with Ophelia. Sounds like that was entirely unsatisfactory. I must say, I've never actually paid to have sex with anybody, and but maybe that's something I should consider. I don't know. I haven't had sex in about, well, two, three years now, and you know, use it or lose it, as they say. But no, I mean, it's a sort of a long-term relationship, ideally with Claire, really, that I would like. I'd love to get back with her and, you know, be in the marital home again, but I'm not sure that that's going to happen. I would love some intimate female company. But in the meantime, yes, dressing up as a robot in Azerbaijan for £600 is very tempting. So let me know what I have to do. Yeah. Okay, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. I'm actually phoning from a shed. I'm in an allotment not far from the digs. Ophelia's brother turned up with a machete and was extremely angry, so I got out without him seeing and made a run for it. So it's good that I'm out of the picture for a few days. We're flying tomorrow, if that's all right, mate. That's great news about that. You don't have to do anything. I've given him a rough idea of your measurements, and we'll get you kitted out and all that, and sprayed when we get there. So if you can meet me at Heathrow tomorrow at 8 in the morning, we're flying to lunchtime. All right, mate. Terminal 1. But yeah, give me a call. All right, mate, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Yeah, that is a bit of short notice, but I can get to Heathrow for 8. when you say sprayed, what do you mean? Probably I've got a few allergic things, reactions to things. So I probably should know what that is they're going to spray me with. Okay, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, I'm in the middle of sorting out the accommodation for the tech fair. Laszlo's got us a place at the Marriott, but the caveat is because you're going to pretend to be a cyborg, there's a charging station next to the stall where you'll be being charged overnight, so to speak. So as far as anyone is concerned, you're not actually your goods rather than a human being. So you'll be staying on a charging station next to the stall overnight, only for 5 days, and I promise I'll come in the morning and unstrap you from it, so it shouldn't be an issue. Flights wise, all sorted out, should be a lot of fun. Just see you tomorrow at 8. Okay. Oh, and the spray, as far as I know, it's a body spray. I don't think it'll be an issue. I wouldn't worry. Okay, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Just a quick clarification. I was under the impression that people were aware that I was pretending to be a robot or a cyborg rather than me trying to convince them that I am actually a cyborg. That's quite a different proposition. I guess I'm just going to have to sort of stand still. I don't really have those, you know, those men from the 80s that used to be in Covent Garden and sort of move like robots. I'm not sure I've got those skills. I'm going to have to be quite a stationary one. But also being charged overnight, yeah, I will need a bed or something. Definitely I'll need a bed. I mean, I will have to have a bed. Maybe this cyborg has to lie down or something. I don't know what story. And food as well. I would like some food. Anyway, otherwise, I think that'll be fine. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, we can talk about this on the plane because I think that will give us more time to discuss, you know, the practicalities of it all. But I have mentioned this to Laszlo, and I see where you're coming from. So it's a yes to it's not a bed, but it is a vertical plank next to the where we're stationed, you know, the plot. So it's vertical, so you'll be able to lie down. Food wise, I can feed you, but I'll have to sort of slip you sort of Ritz crackers through the visor very surreptitiously, because obviously, you know, cyborgs don't eat. So that's what I have to do. Although I'm sure there's sort of a backstage bit, but the visor is pretty thin, and I think you'll have to have it on for, you know, for the 5 days. But we'll be able to work out something, possibly smoothies, something with a straw. You know, we'll be able to do it. All right, mate. Yeah, great. But it should be really exciting, and should be really good fun. I won't be there for the bulk of it, and I don't think Laszlo will, but you'll meet the people there, and they're great. All right, mate, I hope that's put your mind at rest, and see you at Heathrow at 8. All right, mate, cheers, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I met the guys, as you know, on the stand, and and I was in. They got me into the they got me into the suit, and I stood out on the front of the of the stand, and I stood there as still as I could, and these people came past, sort of punters. I don't know, other people that are sort of showing at the exhibition. And they just sort of stood there in awe, looking at me, and the guy sort of pretended to press a button on a remote control pad, and I just sort of started walking, and everyone just gasped, like, oh my God, what is that, so yeah, I mean, we've really fooled people. They actually think I'm a cyborg. So yes, it's actually very exciting. But I am getting a little bit hungry now, so if we could sort of sort out the food. And it's really, really hot in this suit, so some water would be good. I don't know if you can speak to someone, because the guys have disappeared, and I'm just sat backstage behind the curtain. So if you could just have a word with them, because I'm getting a bit parched. Okay, thanks, mate. Okay, speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I'm just back at the hotel now. It's the Marriott. It's not far from the conference centre, actually. But yeah, amazing night out. I went to this sort of it looked like a mud hut from the outside, but you went in and opened through these sort of silk curtains and into this huge. It was like a sports hall. Amazing, and had tagine, and this guy Youssef is. Really amazing host, and he said they're really pleased with what happened today, so you obviously pulled it off, mate, looking like a cyborg, so well done. You had sheep's eyeball, nuts. Look, I can't come tonight, so but I'll come first thing in the morning, and we'll work out a way of getting that something through the gauze. So you can eat, and I'll get a straw so you can have a sip of something, but sit tight, it's all going terribly well. Yeah, late night, well done, mate. Okay, cheers, Rog, bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. Mate, the plank or the bed thing, it hasn't turned up. And the seat that I was sat on has been removed, and I think everybody's gone. The lights are out, and I was behind the curtain, and I thought I'd better come out again and see where everyone was, and there's nobody here. So I'm really, really thirsty now, mate, because this costume is boiling. I don't know if you could pop round, get me some water, or try and organise that bed. I don't. Anyway, just let me know. Okay, mate. Glad you're having a nice time. Bye bye.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. Look, mate, Youssef gave me a call. He said that he found you this morning, and you're up by the fire escape at the top of the building. You've been licking the condensation off the windows, and you'd somehow got out of the mask, but you were sort of speaking in tongues, and you'd soldier self, and the moon boots were full of urine, so they had to get you out of it. And I think Yusuf and some of those, his lads, showered you down, so you obviously got some water on board. They said they gave you a couple of croissants and stuff like that, and that you're sleeping now on the charging station. But look, mate, you've got to play ball, man. You can't do this. That Yusuf said he's put a balloon over your penis to act as a sort of catheter today. But you've got to keep the suit on, mate, and don't talk. You can't do anything like that. But Gregor's coming, this guy. He's the master of ceremonies. I'm going quad biking now on the sand dunes, but I'm going to have some lunch, and then I'm going to get to the event, and you're on at 2. The other thing is can you moonwalk? And also, would you be able to hop for 5 minutes? I said you could. All right, mate, break a leg today, and just keep stum and do exactly what they tell you to. Nice one, Rog. Cheers. Bye. Hi, Roger. It's Brian. look, they're not letting me come backstage to see you before this, so good luck. I've got the pass, but I'm going to be in the audience. The world's media are there, all sorts from all over. The BBC, I noticed. I saw, is it Sarah Kunzberg? She's there, much smaller in real life. But yeah, so very exciting, mate. Just be as convincing as you possibly can, won't you, mate? And when you get off stage, I think there's probably cameras back there as well, so go and sit on your charging station, and I'll see you later tonight. All right, mate. Good luck. Break a leg.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'm back in England now, and I'm sorry I didn't get to see you before I left, but I had to move quite quickly. It was going very well, and I did my moonwalk. I didn't really have it down, you know. I was never very confident at that, and I walked backwards. You know, I was not looking where I went, and I slid off the stage and hit the floor. And as I did so, my trousers must have caught on a bit of the stage, and they came down, and my penis was exposed, and the audience sort of gasped, and well, they were angry, I think, and the guys on the stand were furious as well, and so I just felt like I was being attacked from all sides, and I just sort of ran. And I pulled my trousers up, obviously, and just ran. And I ran straight to the... I got in the taxi and I went straight to the airport. And I've flown home in the suit. I just told people that I'd been to one of those Comic-Cons. And when I got back to Anne's, I was sat in the living room, just sort of recovering, and she still got a terrible flu, and she came in and she must have been hallucinating. She had a Lemsip, and I must have given her such a fright that she threw it all over me, and she scolded me quite badly now. So I've just been in the bath trying to cool down. Hope you're all right, mate. Speak soon.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Great Big Owl. greatbigowl.com.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.